No more plays need to be run tonight. The clock winds down, and the Browns celebrate a huge win, a resounding win over the Bengals tonight. They dominate them here at Paul Brown Stadium and beat Cincinnati 24-3. The Browns are 6-3. And on this night, they are in first place in the AFC North.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Jim Donovan will join us at 1:45 for the Browns roundtable, but there he is, closing out the game. The final call, the Browns are 6-3 atop the AFC North. A dominant win over a Cincinnati Bengals team that only gets two more home games all year long. So that was a huge one to win. And Browns fans, I told you the foundation is being built. It's only onwards and upwards from here. So don't miss the excitement and action live at First Energy Stadium. Now's the first chance to secure your Cleveland Browns 2015 season tickets by placing your deposit today. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 for more information. We're going to go to the phone lines now. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm on a huge victory Monday. The Browns 24-3 dominant winners over the Bengals. And one of the things we're going to try to do today is hand out game balls. It's going to be tough to hand out three game balls here, Matt, because you could make a case for three people. You could make a case maybe for 11 guys on offense, 11 guys on defense, the coaches, the ownership, the general manager. Everybody deserves a game ball after a victory like this.
You're definitely right, Nathan. And just to your point, as I continue to prep, because I know you'd ask me to give out my game balls, I have eight names listed right now, and you're expected to give me three balls. So I'm going to do three on each side of the ball. How about that?
There you go. I'm fine with it. They deserve it here. All right, let's go to the phone lines, 216-578-0850. Stan in Brooklyn. What's going on, Stan?
Gentlemen, thanks very much for taking my call.
You got it. Thanks for calling
in.
I'm
telling you what, I stayed up at 71 years old, and man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man, I can't believe how great this game was. I give the Browns an A, not an A-minus, not an A-plus. It's in between the two. You know, other than those 3 points, really, if there wasn't been a few missteps there, it could have been a shutout. And there could have been more points scored, but I'm really happy. I'm just wanting to know, should I put my order in for my playoff tickets or not? I'd hang up and listen. Thank you very much.
I think, listen, why not? It's time to get excited. And as we talked about at the beginning of the year, that's what's so fun about being a fan. It's the excitement, the euphoria that you feel, and just wanting to get, you know, excited about your team, and the Browns now are supplying that reason to be so excited.
Well, they definitely are, and I think, you know, to Stan in Brooklyn, why not? Because in everyone's eyes nationally and even some cases locally, at 6-3, they've exceeded expectations. Even if they didn't win another game, they've exceeded some people's expectations. So,
of course,
I believe that after last night's football game, they have solidified themselves, and like I told you, Nathan, in the break, the next three or four teams that they're gonna have to play, they have cause for concern because Cleveland is a different football team. They are firing on all cylinders. That defense is continuing to get better. They're continuing to innovate, and our offensive ability to manufacture yards. And I think as we haven't talked about Kyle Shanahan in a while because it hasn't been, you know, a crazy productive game through the air. But his ability to stick with the run through the good and the bad, and also to still scheme wide receivers so open each and every week, is a testament to him as a coach.
It was unbelievable. He did a phenomenal job. Jim O'Neill did a phenomenal job. They had the Bengals number from the get-go on both sides of the ball, and that's why this is going to be so fun to talk about. But like I said, we still have next Monday to get into this and really break the game down. But right now, it's a celebration. We have got our guy. Actually, we've got Tiffany in Arizona, our girl Tiffany in Arizona. Tiffany, how are you?
I'm doing great, gentlemen. Great. What I wanted to talk to you guys about was what a team atmosphere last night's game was. I mean, just sensational. And if there was a shot of a Sports Illustrated cover, it wouldn't have one person. It'd have an entire team on there.
I think that's a great point. It is a team, and in the locker room after the game, obviously everybody was excited. Everybody was giddy. There was a lot of love going around. But everybody that I talked to stressed what a team win it was, what this meant for this team, what it meant for this city. It was not about their individual accolades at all. It was all about the team and coming together. And the real thing that struck me, and I think you'll be able to say, Matt, as you know, playing on Super Bowl championship team with the Green Bay Packers, they all said that this just proves to us and shows us what our standard should be going forward and says you've got to live up to that standard now every time you go out. It's give them confidence, but it's made them even more focused and given them more resolve to be at this level.
100%. 100%. And again, I spoke earlier about Coach Pettine and his expectations, but now when you get really, really good is when, you know, and it doesn't take even Dante or Carlos Dansby, but when you have a Phil Taylor look to Dez Bryant and go, hey, man, you played your you-know-what off, I expect that from you this week and next week. Or you have, you know, a Kirksey or Robertson, you know, look to Kruger and say, hey, I saw how you played. You balled. Now let's do it again and do it again. And that's the winning culture that we have here now. And I think that, again, people will continue to how are we going to deal with success? You know, are they going to be able to do it again? And, you know, was it just Andy Dalton, his poor performance? But to your point, to make it a team win, and I talked about this early in the season, as I believe they were visiting Tennessee to start that slew of games that we felt they would win. I talked about, you know, winning on the road, there's nothing better than winning on the road because you feel as if, and I know the dog pound traveled in force, but you walk into someone else's home, you're the underdog, and you're up against it feels like you're up against the world sometimes, and you go on there out there and handle business the way you did. Those celebrations in the locker room, you talk about Coach Pettine's speech after the game, to be able to dive in and feel that. You talk about the hugs, you know, that everybody gave, the celebration that happened off of a single football game is an amazing feeling, and it's one of those feelings that you look to the other guy like, let's go do that again and again and again. And when you do that, you'll have reached the point in the season where you want to be, is to have that opportunity to play in that playoff at the end of the year.
That's exactly right. And listen to this stat. The Browns had more passing yards, 198, and more rushing yards, 170, than the Bengals had total yards, 165, in this one. That's how you know it was completely dominant. Let's go to John in Uniontown now. John, welcome to the show. Hey, John.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Good man.
Great.
I know you're doing great. I just had 3 points. The first thing, the game was so thrilling. Defense, flying around the ball, pickoffs on offense, running the ball, 50 times? That's
yes.
Insane. I mean, that's the kind of team that I've been wanting for a long time. I called you back on May 15th, and you asked if the Browns had changed their place in their division. I called you. I said, yes, the Browns, because of two things. Defense, running the ball. They have toughness, and they're preaching that, and they're playing that way. And I realized those two formulas is what I want the Browns to be for so long, because that's what we had before the Browns left, was that identity, and we've been missing that. And it feels like the expansion era has finally ended, where we have a foundation that we can build on and just take off from here. The Browns had a great win. Congratulations to all you Browns fans out there. Get your sleep.
That's right. Get your sleep. Eat, drink, and be merry. And you make a great point. And I don't know if you remember back in May in the offseason, once we brought Mike Pettine in, once Ray Farmer made the moves that he did, once the wide receiver position was not ignored but was addressed, you know, with a Miles Austin, with an Andrew Hawkins, without, you know, an Ed draft pick, an undrafted free agent, Taylor Gabriel, obviously. Travis Benjamin continues to play well. But I remember at that time saying that when you look at this team, they're following the model of Seattle. They're following the model of Carolina. They're following the model of the 49ers. Three teams that were at the top of the National Football League that did so on defense and running the football. They did not do so throwing the football, airing it out with big receivers. They did it with a team effort and an identity. Those were three of the top four records in the league last year. Mike Pettine did the same thing, or saw the same thing, when he was with the New York Jets. And that's what the Browns have brought here. And they have something to hang their hat on. And fortunately, the ground game got back to the level, and this defense, Matt, continues to just get better.
You're right. And again, if you look back at those Jets performances and those Ravens football teams that Coach Pettine was a part of, it wasn't always a blowout. You know, it was close games. It was gritty. It was ball control. It was great special teams, ability to run the football and take away the football. And now from time to time, you'd have a game like we saw last night. But that is the foundation of winning football in the new NFL, with that wide open offense that if you can get one stop or a pass rusher to put pressure on a quarterback or deviate him out of the pocket and force him into bad decisions, you can win a football game with a control offense. And one other point, Nathan, that I want to make that I kind of, you know, popped into my head while the caller was speaking was, you want to talk about an offense running hot, or how the momentum of a football game and when you're playing so well, how things kind of fall by the wayside. I personally felt that even when Brian Hoyer and that offense would go out and go three and out or get a first down and then have to punt the ball away, there was so much optimism and so much positivity about what we were doing and how were we playing defensively and our ability to score and now run the football, that it didn't even bother us. It wasn't even cause for concern like, oh, we've got to capitalize here or else the game could flip back the other way. We were running so hot that I knew the defense would get a stop or a turnover or a negate any big play that Cincinnati would offer up. That's when you know you're a good football team.
And I'll tell you what, the defense was excited to get on the field whenever they had the opportunity to get on the field. They wanted to be out there going against this offense. They knew they had their number. And I'll tell you, they got into Greg Little's head. Joe Hayden got into A.J. Green's head a little bit. He owned him, had him in his hip pocket, was physical with him at the line. And then A.J. Green, he started to see him manifest that frustration and directed towards Andy Dalton. At that point, you knew he had been had. Let's go to John in Cleveland now. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Great.
Man, I out of my Browns history, I have never seen such a dominance performance in an away stadium. And for the first time in a long time, the Browns have a quarterback with leadership. They've got a defense with leadership. They've got confidence. They've got a coaching staff that cares and has faith in them, and they've got momentum going into a season where, honestly, you could see, honestly, in my eyes, you could see a 13-3 season, or, you know, God only knows, but I know that we have the confidence.
God
to
does
win
only
the
know.
Decision.
That's right. But
you're
right.
I've never seen it.
The confidence is there, and it's a lot of it. I think one of the things that Ray Farmer did, and there are many that I think were genius, was to buck the mold of what buck the trend of what people were doing in free agency. And they brought in a couple of elder statesmen, and Carlos Dansby and Dante Winter, on basically two-year deals, where the Browns could bring in that leadership. And I think it's their leadership, specifically Dante Winter's, and his ability to express and feel the emotions of the city of Cleveland and help communicate that to his teammates and his brothers on the field. And the guys were talking about this speech that he gave all night last night. And yeah, I think that has been a massive intangible that was added to a team that didn't know how to win before.
You're right, Nathan. I think what's even special and furthermore to stay on that topic is that these two guys, they sought out Cleveland as much as Cleveland sought them out because of the opportunity here. An opportunity for a guy like Carlos Dansby after, you know, a decade of great football throughout the NFL, he wanted to be a part of something special, and he knew something was missing here, and he can fill that void. Now, you talk about Dante. Dante's coming home, and time and time again, we had that all year. You know, you talk about the win over Pittsburgh and what it meant to him. He's going to have those types of – his first interception last week as a Cleveland Brown. He's going to have those landmarks referenced because he's from here, and he, too, is where he wants to be at, you know, and finish his career, I'm sure, as a Brown.
No question. We'll talk about the offensive line in this ground game as we go forward. When we come back, more of your calls on this Victory Friday edition. The Browns 24-3, dominant performance against the Cincinnati Bengals. It was a statement game, and folks, a statement was made. It's all that can be talked about right now. Flip on ESPN. They're talking Browns. That's what it's all about, folks. The Browns 6-3 atop the division, and we are loving it. Sagurin Wilhelm back with more CBD on ESPN 850 WKNR.